Hey, great message from the Newsboys getting us started, taking us right up to 5:45 and leading into our conversation. What is on our minds? What are our first thoughts? Jason Kanz, Mark Halverson on the radio with you on a 32-degree Thursday. Good morning.
Good morning. That's a brisk start today.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's interesting. We were supposed to get up to 50 today, but they have modified that. The weather folks reserving the right to change their mind, saying, how about 35 for a high?
They could have gone the other way. I mean, I assume they have control over that.
Yeah, right. Just turn the switch. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. Can you imagine? I mean, the Serenity Prayer, I always think of the weather right away. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't change. It starts with the weather. But if you had, that would be amazing.
Yeah. It reminds me of a story. A few years ago, I was getting on an airplane somewhere. I don't remember where it was. And there was a storm coming in. And I heard the person behind me say, boy, I sure hope we beat the storm out of town. And I turned around and it was Mark Holly, who used to be the weather guy at, at WEAU.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh boy, if you don't know, then we're
exactly
then we're really in trouble. So,
well, the lead-in song from Newsboys into our time, Love One Another, there was a tweet I retweeted from a guy named John Wiley yesterday, and you liked it. And his tweet was, what does it mean to you to walk in love? And I said, great question. And I'd say being spirit-filled, patient, and kind to start with. But I love that question. What does it mean to walk in love? Great question to ask 12 days before the election, huh?
Yeah, I think it's a good question for us to ask every day.
But yeah.
Certainly, as we're coming up to the election, it seems like it should be at the forefront right now. And I went back this morning and looked at your response, and the notion of being spirit-filled, I think, really struck me both yesterday and today. To really walk in step with God's Spirit, I think, is really important, because the Spirit is love. And so I think that's really key. As I was pondering the question, I think your answers are really good, and I think I would add to that, to be a loving person, you know, to be a listening person, to be humble. And I think it also means to understand that we are walking in being loved ourselves, you know, to understand that God loves us. And because that's where our ability to love other people starts, is in being loved by God.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, that's a key piece to becoming loving people.
Listen, I quote 1 John 4:19 every single day. I mean, we love because He first loved us. Big fan of that. I totally agree with you on that. And that's what's interesting. I think so often you can have a mindset as you're looking to communicate to other believers, could be on Christian radio or in a church, what have you, parachurch, and the go love God and go love others. And it's like, no, you know, I think of it like in a football, you got to catch the kickoff before you run it back, right? So
that's a great metaphor. I think that's exactly right. And I think when we can be overwhelmed by the love of God for us, it allows us to see what power love has, and we can, again, love God in return, but I think also, as you said, love others. And, you know, there's all sorts of words we can use to talk about how to love well. You know, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, compassion, mercy, you know, all of those things. And I think it's really good for us to keep that in the forefront of our mind as we're going about our day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's where the word walk comes in, is, you know, that it's with us step by step. It's not just something we think about in the morning and then put in the back seat. It's there every step of the way.
Yeah, it's interesting. A book worth checking out, and I don't know that I've read the whole thing, but I'm familiar with the concept from Watchman Nee, and it's called Sit, Walk, Stand. And actually, he takes you through Ephesians. And so it's Ephesians 2:6. We are seated with Christ in the heavenlies. It starts with the fact that, you know, I'm sitting in this radio chair in Lake Halley. You're in your home in Eau Claire, but yes, physically, but spiritually, the Bible tells us, Paul writes that we are seated with Christ in the heavenlies. Then it talks about, I can't even give you the exact quote from Ephesians 4, but it is this idea, yes, about walking in love, walking in the Spirit, and then finally, sit, walk, stand, you know, standing firm in our faith. And you know, you might know that in Ephesians 6, I mean, it leads into all those verses about spiritual armor. And the thing it tells us to do, though, is the one admonition to us is to stand. So.
Right. Yeah, no, I think that's something so important for us to think about routinely is what love looks like.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's continue it tomorrow. And the thing I want to talk about is, and you've had a lot of changes, you know, over the last few years. And I think one of those is the idea of opening yourself up to just how extremely merciful is God. And it seems to me, at least you tell me if I'm right or wrong tomorrow, but I mean, and I'm just struck, and I think the story's in Matthew 20, right, about the servant who's forgiven this great debt, but then he goes and chokes somebody who owes him way less. And I'm just struck by how much we want God's mercy, we want mercy from others, but how skimpy, even Scrooge-like we are in showing it. And again, we all have to look at ourselves in that, and I want to talk more about that tomorrow.
Perfect. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, friend. All right, there's Jason Kanz, jasonkanz.com. Follow on Facebook or Twitter. He's a great follow, fascinating, and he's big-time salt and light for sure. All right, a glimpse behind the parenting curtain here on the WIB Wake Up Show. So my wonderful wife, Peggy, and I have five kids ages 15 to 20. Caleb, you and your wonderful wife, Lindsay, have three kids much younger.
Yeah, so three kids, nine and under. And, like, the immediate debate in my mind is which is more difficult, having multiple teenagers or, like, multiple young children? And
whatever you're currently at is
right?
the most difficult.
But as we talk, sometimes a lot.
You're glimpsing into your future when we have these. So here we go. Parenting teens. And my wife reminded me that with every stage, it's been a little tougher for me. And again, from the youngest up, it's 15 to 20 now. And so yesterday I stopped home between here and my One Source Imaging job, which is in downtown Eau Claire. And my daughter was doing some of her virtual homeschooling, and I gave her a hug. And then I texted her later, and I just said, I apologize if I annoyed you with my hug when I briefly stopped at home. It felt like I bothered you. Sorry. Her response, you're fine. It would be nice if you could chill sometimes, though. Rest assured, I know that you love me. So I responded. I said, initially, I was just like, well, how should I chill? And then I even said, it seems like we used to have a better relationship, and relating to you now has seemed a lot harder, and maybe that's just the way it is, and that's fine. But then again, upon further reflection, I responded before she answered, how should I chill? I said, as I think about it some more, I think I know what chill means. Back off a little. You already know I love you. Yes, I'll try to chill. Thanks for telling me. Her response, cool, anytime. So I just thought that was a helpful glimpse behind the curtain. Like, the deal is sometimes you still are thinking of that 15-year-old, 16, 17, particularly maybe daughters, I don't know, as that they're 10. They're not 10.
Yeah.
They're not even 12. They're adolescents. They're moving towards driving. And so they want you to. So I think less can be more verbally and maybe even in parenting, like back off, give them some space. So yesterday evening when I'm home, I wanted to hug said daughter in the kitchen. I passed and resisted and commented, I'm chilling. I passed on hugging you.
But I think that's hard, too. And especially as a dad of two daughters myself, too, it's like you want to hug them.
Right.
And actually, all my children, too. Like, I think one of the things that I've been most impressed with, there was a dad who's the camp director, Brad Dickinson, the camp director of the Bible camp we went to growing up. And he showed so much affection to his children, his boys as well as his girls. And he wasn't afraid to show it. I mean, I remember, like, we were out playing football or something like that, and he just gave one of his sons a kiss on the forehead. And it's like, I think in the culture that we're in sometimes,
sure,
men can think that it's weakness to show affection. But I remember seeing that. It's like, I want to be that dad. I want to be that dad
there was a
who's
bunch of
never
folks
afraid to show affection.
Absolutely.
To
Tom Brady, like, kissed one of his sons in the last year or two, and it was like a big national deal. And I'm like, the guy loves his kids.
So the two sides of the coin of dads, and speaking specifically to dads, as two dads here, do not be afraid to show affection. But at the same time, if your teenager's like, you could back off a little bit.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, Caleb, this doesn't happen every day. Doctors have found a new organ that lives behind our noses.
Something we hadn't seen before.
Wow, our bodies have a new organ. Well, it's actually been there. We just haven't identified it, right? Researchers say they've actually found a new organ behind the nose, which seems to be an unknown set of salivary glands.
Huh.
Researchers at the Netherlands Cancer Institute were studying a new type of scan when they uncovered something in the back of the nasopharynx. It's not a word I think I've ever uttered, actually.
Probably
it's behind
not.
The nasal cavity. This new type of cancer scan highlights salivary glands so doctors can spare these organs from radiation exposure. The researchers weren't expecting anything to light up in this region, but lo and behold, there you go.
Can you imagine the excitement of discovering something new about the human body that no one knows before? Because I would think there's sort of that excitement if you work for NASA or something.
Yeah, right.
It's like, hey, we discovered some new star or a black hole or you know, decided that Pluto isn't a planet anymore or whatever, which I'm still bitter about. But how often do you actually like find something about the human body and say, hey, there's a new organ that no one had ever seen in all the years of human history?
And maybe initially they were like, oh, well, maybe this is just this guy has it. But the researchers discovered that all 100 of the prostate cancer patients who underwent the scan have the new organ.
Okay. Is there a name for it yet? I don't know if I see a name for it.
I don't see a name here. No, it's just the new organ. The new organ behind your nose.
Is this something that they're going to put out on the interwebs and say, hey, help us name this, yeah, because right. That will not end well.
What if they call it Pluto?
They could. Bring it back. I don't know about your family, Halvo, but this music is fairly familiar in my household because it's from Mario Kart Wii. We enjoy Mario Kart. Have for a long time when I was like a teenager or whatever when it originally came out and playing with friends, youth activities and such. And now my kids have really taken to Mario Kart as well, too, because that's the one gaming system we
particularly
have.
Particularly Cooper, so, right?
Especially Cooper, yeah.
Yeah.
He likes a lot of different games, but again, all things Mario, loves Mario. So it's 9:30 on a Sunday night. Imagine this. It's 9:30 on a Sunday night and your teen forgot they have an essay due tomorrow. Well, try putting on some Mario Kart music. A TikTok shared that listening to music from Mario Kart, as we're playing for you now, makes studying and doing homework faster and more efficient. Do we believe this? Do we believe what we hear on TikTok?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a little bit skeptical. When you first started playing it, it didn't seem like studying music.
It's pleasant, but it seems a little distracting. I don't know if you were told this, but I was as a homeschooler growing up, classical music.
Mm-hmm.
Classical
oh, yeah.
music helped, especially
sure.
like with math and those parts of the brain and
mm-hmm.
such. It was classical music. I don't know that Coconut Mall here from Mario Kart is the same as Vivaldi
right.
and Mozart, et cetera, et cetera. But these TikTokers, they swear it works, and they're uploading videos of themselves doing homework and studying while listening to Coconut Mall from Mario Kart Wii. Now, here's the thing. If you're uploading TikToks of you studying, are you really studying?
Yeah.
I don't know. If your kid wants to give it a try, again, what we are playing now is 10 hours of it.
Wow.
You can get 10 hours of Coconut Mall on YouTube, of course.
Everything's available, I guess, in the day and age we live in.
So, yeah, I guess if all else fails, maybe give it a try. Otherwise, keep it tuned right here to WWIB, where we have great music and lyrics you can trust.
Caleb, today is Nut Day. Nuts are nutritional powerhouses. They're
yes.
packed with heart-healthy fats, protein, vitamins, and minerals. Several studies have shown if you consume nuts on a regular basis, you're less likely to suffer from coronary heart disease. Most popular nut in America? It's the almond. Almond
yes.
intake has increased in the last decade. Amazing. Almond intake has gone up 220%, a rate that completely stunts the growth of other nuts like walnuts and pistachios.
See, I enjoy a lot. You know, I enjoy walnuts at making fudge or what have you, and, you know, sneak a few. But, man, almonds are fantastic. And especially, I mean, when you get some of the flavored kind, which might not be quite as healthy, but the salted almonds, the smoked almonds or smoke almonds, as Cooper calls them. Yeah, I'm big almond family.
I like the mixed nuts containers, tell you what, I wish nuts were less expensive.
That's the thing. Like,
I know it.
They taste great, but you have to be willing to pay for it.
Pay the price. Well, the fight against COVID-19 continues. A record number of deaths in the state yesterday, 48. And so we continue to try to pass through this as best we can. A study out in the last day or so saying that mouthwash may inactivate coronaviruses and help reduce the spread of the disease. Yeah.
I mean, I use mouthwash on a regular basis, at least in the mornings. My wife has told me I probably should use it like morning and evening to get the best
results. I use it morning
and
evening. There we go. Yeah. And so a new study conducted by researchers at Penn State College of Medicine has found that a common dental item can inactivate coronaviruses, mouthwash and oral rinses.
Huh.
So for the study, the results of which were published in the Journal of Medical Virology, which I know you regularly subscribe
to. I'm a subscriber. I get it in my mailbox.
Researchers tested various oral and nasopharyngeal pharyngeal rinses, which included a 1% solution of baby shampoo, a neti pot, peroxide
like
sore
Johnson?
Mouth cleansers, and mouthwashes to determine how well they inactivated human coronaviruses. The baby shampoo solution, which is often used by head and neck doctors to rinse the sinuses, the researchers noted, was particularly effective. The solution inactivated greater than 99.9% of human coronavirus after a two-minute contact time. Now, that's baby shampoo. Now, again,
I'm just amazed at the people who think it's like, well, let's try this. I never would have thought of that.
The mouthwash and oral rinses were also efficacious. They found many inactivated greater than 99.9% after only 30 seconds of contact time, and some inactivated 99.99% after that much. So, there you go.
All right. I guess my ACT or my Crest or
yes.
Listerine or whatever. There's certain ones, like, they burn so
they're
much
powerful.
Coming down.
Yeah.
Actually, the one that we have right now, I really despise the taste of. But, my wife looks and researches more of these things. She's like, no, it's because it's better.
Yeah. I like mint flavor, if you can get that sometimes. But
I just remember the one I liked was blue.
Yeah.
And now the one we have is green, and it burns.
But nothing against the ACT. I use the ACT too, but that has fluoride, and that's said to be good. Like, the dentist is like, that's good. They say that something.
And that's the one that we use. But my wife was like, you're not drinking it, you're swishing it.
Right.
But I still need to develop that mental discipline.